Professor in News. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. President Trump is hoping a ceasefire between Iran and Israel will hold up. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
First thing this morning, the president expressed deep frustration with both Iran and Israel, accusing them of breaking their ceasefire.
You don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either.
He used an expletive to emphasize his frustration. But later, the president said the deal was saved. He posted on social media that Israel is not going to attack Iran. All planes will turn around and head home. Nobody will be hurt, he said, and the ceasefire is in effect. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Americans' view of the U.S. economy took a turn for the worse in June. Here's correspondent Damian Troisi.
Business group The Conference Board said its consumer confidence index fell to 93 in June. That's down from 98.4 in May. The index has been sitting below 100 since March, signaling a pessimistic view. An unpredictable tariff policy has clouded economic forecasts for businesses. The report also showed that consumers' fears of a recession during the next 12 months rose slightly and remain elevated. Damian Troisi, New York.
Also at SRNews.com, a potentially life-threatening heat wave hit the east coast of the U.S. on Monday, with temperatures expected to climb even higher in some areas this week. NOAA meteorologist David Roth says urban areas get the worst of it.
When you get heat waves, urban centers are more disproportionately impacted because of all the buildup, because of the bricks and the asphalt and the pavement. So the bigger the cities are, the bigger the impact of the people who live in the cities.
The country's first significant heat wave of the year arrived over the weekend. It peaked yesterday in Washington, Baltimore, Philadelphia, and New York City. Investors feeling good today on Wall Street. The Dow right now up by just over 500 points. This is SRN News. Satanists are praising the governor of Minnesota.
A group called the Democratic Coalition of Satan Worshippers has placed a plaque in the state capitol building that thanks Tim Walz for allowing them to set up a display during last year's Christmas season. The plaque reads, quote, "We thank the governor. Satan has a special place for you." In fact, Walz issued a statement in 2024 saying he did not personally agree with the display, but he could not bar it on constitutional grounds. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that the House of Commons has approved an assisted suicide bill, England is preparing for the new reality. But opposition groups are hard at work as well. Groups like Right to Life UK and Care Not Killing say they're not giving up the battle, and supporters of the suicide bill say implementation will take 4 years rather than the initially suggested two. That means it is set to actually become law, the law of the land, in the UK in 2029. This is SRN News. At a Capitol Hill hearing, NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy said that systemic failures led to a door plug flying off a Boeing 737 MAX plane mid-flight last year.
The crew shouldn't have had to be heroes, because this accident never should have happened.
She says Boeing's new CEO has made many improvements in safety. A new measure affecting truck drivers starts this week.
President Donald Trump issued an executive order in April saying that commercial truckers who don't read and speak English proficiently would be considered unfit for service.
This is my coolant. This is my sight glass. I will never remove this cap while the engine is hot.
At the Driving Academy School in Linden, New Jersey, Director Bill Feria says some drivers aren't prepared for the measure to go into effect.
They speak English to pass the test, and then after that, they're not required.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
And you'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.